of the Water and Wastewater Committee to order. Can we have roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present, with the exception of District Water Engineer Shoder.
Great. This is the time in the meeting when we have an opportunity for the public to speak on items that are not on the agenda. Did you get a copy of the agenda?
I printed out the
agenda. Okay. So if you're here to comment, this would be the time that you would make public comment unless it's an agendized item, which it probably isn't based on the two agendized items. Or are you just here to listen?
Yes.
Do you have comments you'd like to make sure?
No, we're moving in and just want to get the lay of the land here.
Yeah. You're starting with the solar system.
Welcome to our meeting.
Hey, got to start somewhere.
Welcome to our meeting.
The first thing we touch is drink the water. So
and welcome to Discovery Bay. I'm not sure that it's going to have the excitement that you're looking for, but we love having you here. Thank you. Okay, then I will show that there was no public comments, and I'll move into acceptance of the minutes.
Approval of the minutes, June 21st.
And seconded, is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Water and wastewater updates.
No specific update other than the items to be discussed under the discussion.
Well, we can give you an update. We did the O&M annual that we are reproducing on the wastewater side. All three of us have got up to five chapters. Draft five chapters, like 30, 40 chapters altogether.
Yeah.
And so each one of us has got up to individual chapters, and we have reviewed them, put comments in them, and sent them back. Now we'll wait for the next group of chapters to come in on the O&M manual.
Fantastic. So we'll move along with that.
And move along pretty good.
Are we reading it digitally or manually?
Digitally, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll reply back to digitally.
So timeline is on schedule.
Yeah, we're on schedule with that.
So obviously a lot to consume.
There's a lot of data to get, but we're on pace to answer.
All right.
Discussion items. Item one, staff.
Okay, we turn this over to Bruce.
No, you can.
That's delegated.
Just for you two, since you're new residents, welcome to Discovery Bay, by the way. We use groundwater for your drinking water. We pull that out of the ground, run it through a couple of filters, and then you turn on the tap, and voila, the water comes out. There are different laws upon us about how much gallons a minute or an hour we need to provide based on the critical flow of the day, and we have a major well out, that type of thing. So we do have a well that's not functioning very well, and so we are looking to build another well somewhere. So you'll hear that later by well number 8. And so we're really at the preliminary stages of this, because we're thinking now, kind of thinking out of the box, we want to move the well up to the north end where Old River Elementary School is, off of Bixler Road, typically, and your well site typically is normally about 150 to 150 square foot property, put the well and the pump in there. So this site we're looking at maybe making a little bigger, so that way we can put a filter, maybe we pre-filter it and put it into the system there. But with the looking down the road, like when I say looking down the road, 20, 30, 50 years down the road, it is possible that our aquifer rivers down below that we're pulling from could, the earth, with the earthquakes, could shift, could cut us off. So we need to be looking at that. And so we are trying to look ahead and say, all right, what other source of water is there to provide to the residents of Discovery Bay? And near the site where we're planning to put well number 8 is a big pipeline for East Bay Mud that we may, I'm not saying we can, but we may be able to tap in. They're bringing water in from the east and the north to the Bay Area. They may be able to, and that's surface water. So we are looking at a site potentially a of an acre to 2 acre site that may have the capability of doing your field service, the storage tank, and whatever. But we don't know that. I mean, this is just preliminary. Just thrown out. So this is what we're thinking about.
Is that, do we have anything else? That's the update on Well 8?
On Well 8, and we have two sites that we have, or areas that we're looking into, but before I approach the parcel owners, I need to verify most of this is all farmland. You know, where it is all farmland, And sometimes there are 5 acre minimums, 10 acre minimums, that type of thing. So if I only need an acre, I might not be able to subdivide 1 acre out of 20. And so we may have to, so I need to do some further checking on that to see what the minimum I can have in that in order to.
So I'd be able to the county.
Pardon?
The county.
The county can tell me that part of it. That's one step. And then I need to approach the two parcel owners. One is East Bay Mud and one's a resident of Discovery Bay and say, hey, if I can, we'd like to buy this size. What do you think about that? You know, this is what our intent is.
Talk to East Bay Mud about possibly tapping into
the. No, at that time we had once years and years ago, about 15 years ago, when the drought, before the drought year started.
Were they
And their thinking was, we would get off our wells, we would tap into them. When the drop came in, then we would go to the groundwater and extract. But at the same time, when they have excess water, like a heavy rain year, they would look at injecting the water into the aquifer and use it for storage. And then when it came drop time, then we would go to our storage that we had saved up, like a savings bank, pulled out of there to serve all of us.
A part of what we're looking at this site, correct me if I'm wrong, is treating it at that site.
Correct.
Without having to bring it all the way back to the new port.
So over here. So then we would bring it into the system at the end of the lakes.
That's correct.
Instead of bumping past the lakes and back to the lakes.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for that. Anything else on the lake?
No, that's okay.
Before we go any further, just because typically we have, just so you know who we are, so this is a subcommittee. It has two board members on it. Myself, I'm a board member. I'm Kevin Graves. And this is
Bill Peace.
He's also one of the board members, so that's why we're kind of running the meeting. It's our general manager, Mike Davies. He's the general manager of the town. And Virgil is our water wastewater manager. And these are our contractors who we contract to, basically our town engineer here, who is a contract. And then the only, which is Greg Berwick, and then Bernie is with Veolia Water. They're our contract water and wastewater
operator.
And then Dean is our head of finance, and Carol is our administrative executive grand poobah. Anyway, I just wanted to, since we didn't have any, I noticed that you're probably like, who are these people talking and why are they talking about Carol? Anyway, so that's us. Oh, good. Cherryville sewer line.
This really should be Wayfair Port sewer line.
Okay.
And I think we put into the budget this year, if I'm not mistaken. This is Dina.
Mm-hmm.
We put money in there, and so we're going to start preliminary working on that. We have to do some logistics. They're thinking if we replace that 265 feet, I think it was, sewer main.
235 I have.
235
and 250,000.
Yeah, so now we need to do some logistics because those homes on Wayfair Court are zero lot lines, and so we have a lot of driveways in it. And so we're going to have to figure out some options. Do we want pipers, meaning you open the street above the end, you bring a pipe in, and then you open the street just to each individual house, but it's going to cause traffic issues. But you've got a trench plate in order for this. Men and women to leave, or the kids to leave, go to school, go to work, that type of thing. And I just want to let the committee know, not looking for any, we're going to be starting some of that dialogue and thinking about, the logistics about making this happen.
You know, if you get them all on vacation at the same time.
What's that?
Get them all on vacation.
Yeah, at the same time, we're all go on vacation,
Yeah, I don't know if we have that in our budget.
Oh, the vacation?
Sending them out all on vacation while we work on the street.
You know, it could end up cheaper.
Yeah, but rent some motorhomes and send them on their way for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. We did ask it, but he ever returned back the call.
It's a side. Between
our last meeting and now.
Yeah, I only have one phone call to him, but he ever returned.
I thought I sent a letter to him.
We did send a letter
to him.
Well, we should.
We'll follow it up again.
Now, we want to make sure he's aware of what we're doing.
Well, that is in the option that if he does need to do something on his property, then it would be much more beneficial to possibly.
It probably would be. And this would be easier because then you would be an easier what we call pipers. You just send a kind of a missile tube, missile head down this pipe that splits it, pulls in a brand new one, and you don't have a lot of pipes to do.
Right. Same thing we got to Discovery Bay Boulevard. I mean, point. Discovery point. Yeah. He may be not in the desert this time of year. I don't know where he'd be. Okay, that's item two. Anything else for the good of the cause?
Just want to ask on item two whether or not if we pipe. I mean, this is an engineering issue, right?
Yeah.
So when are you going to examine that? And,
well, I think that's the point. We're going to start looking at it again. So last year we thought maybe it was an emergency. Remember we came in and oh my god, it's an emergency. Virgil took a section of the pipe out with JW backfill. And it turned out it wasn't quite as bad. I didn't have to rush around like crazy.
Yeah.
So now we're going to start taking a little more conservative look at it. I think part of Percy is going to be tough because of the number of laterals. If there's no laterals, then it's all on the ground and you dug it and you popped it and it's all good. But they still have to come back and manually dig down every lateral. Given the number of laterals, you're digging down every 5 feet anyway, so you might as well just dig it. You know, that's what happens. So.
I would like to see us and Aaron do a site visit.
Okay.
Where we're at the street and I want to talk about options and how we get ingress and egress for our residents.
Right.
What kind of pipe is that?
Well, they have the issue we have is we have some PVC and some duct wire. We want to take out the duct wire.
Right.
Because the duct wire is through.
Do we know exactly where that starts and stops?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. But that's the reason though, is to get rid of that duct wire, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
But before you have that meeting, I'd like to go out and mark the street with the green dots so we know, so you have a visual as to where that main is and where the sewer laterals are. So it'll give you an idea. And what I don't recall in my memory is how deep that is. I can't remember how deep that is, because the deeper you go, then you're absolutely right. Pipe bursting might not be the good thing for us because you open trench for the sewer lateral going to one end, you're more than likely right close to the next one.
Right.
And then you'll have a cave-in, or depending on how deep
it is.
So you might just open trench the whole thing.
Okay. Well,
let's try to set something up for next week or the week after.
Yeah, we can. All right. So we'll do next week or the week after. Yeah.
All right. Get her done.
Anything else? Any future agenda items that we know about at this point?
The other one that I got funding to start would probably be the water main going to the steakhouse on DB Boulevard. And this is where we've got 6-inch ABS, asbestos concrete pipe. And it is in the landscaping side of Willow Lake, Discovery Bay Boulevard. And we want to move it out of the landscape area and put it in the street right close to the curb.
This is a pipe that's been there since it was a real estate office.
That is correct.
Okay.
So you want to run a new pipe there.
All right, well, let's put that on the agenda. Let's not talk about it now. It's not an agenda item. And anything else?
Question.
Yes.
For major conflagration, you know, about fire or earthquake or something, does our drinking water the only resource for firefighting? Or do we have county reserves, or where if a field comes out here and they got to borrow water from us, how does that work?
mentioned critical flow. Part of the critical flow is at peak times being able to have the amount of pressure we still need for the fire hydrants. So yeah, to answer your question, it is the same source. And that's part of what determines the critical flow.
Okay. You can follow up with Virgil after.
Yeah. I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Okay, great. No other questions? I will adjourn the meeting.